Okay, today's daf is Beitza, daf Chav Gimel, the last daf here in the second parak of Maseches Beitza, and we continue with the issues of Yantif. As we know, this entire Masechta is about Inyanim of Yantif. We are three lines for the bottom, Ibai Lahu, on Chav Beis Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, we are talking, if you remember, the Mishnah had mentioned the three ways in which Rabbi Gamliel is Makel. We had in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel is Machmer in three ways like Beis Shammai, as the Gemara went in to discuss each one of them. And here the Mishnah says, the Rabbi Gamliel is also Makel, and one of them is that he allows Mugmar to be placed on Yantif. Menichin es ha-Mugmar b'Yantif. That was number two. We just had the 2 days in the Gemara, whether that means in terms of making a room smell aromatic, or whether it is the Gemar Malacha of Kalim, when they used to put the aroma under the clay. And Rav Asi said the Maskana, the Machlokas, is in terms of making the room smell nicely, but Lagamer, but if in terms of the Gemar Malacha of a clay, that's for sure Aser, according to everyone. So the Gemara says, Iboilu Maula Ashein. What's La'ashein? So it's a simple type of process. It doesn't mean Ishun like it does Bizman Hazeh. La'ashein here, the Ra'a explains, means they used to do this under fruit, just like they used to do it under kalim, that was for sure aser, and if they do it just for a room, that is the machlokas. What about under fruit? So is that, as we'll see later, Rashi is going to say that it's called ishun peros. The difference is that this was more common than the other, than kalim. Rashi is going to say that this is shavel l'chol nefesh, this type of case. So are you allowed to do that on Yantif? So, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav Asur, Ushmuel Amar Mutter. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Huna Amar Asur, Mipnei Shem Mechabe. Rav Huna says it's Asur because you're being Mechabe. Remember, in all these cases, you're putting some type of spices on top of coals, on top of a fire source, and that extinguishes the fire a little bit before it burns itself. So therefore, as we said, it might not, certain types of kibuy is not allowed on Yantif, right? Lighting the fire is included in Ochal Nefesh, but certain kibuy, if it's not a certain category of Hana'a, it wouldn't be allowed. But as we had yesterday on Amud Aleph, in terms of kibuy machmas davar acher, or kibuy shlo yizashin abayis, all the different cases that we had. So here, what about Yishud? Rav Huda says, that's why it's Asur, because of Mechabe. Amalei Rav Nachman, v'neim amar mishum shem mavir. So what about the opposite? It also includes mavir, it's Mechabe, and then it's mavir, it lights up the source of the spices that's being used. You're right, it's both, but he says mechabe because that is the beginning of the process. Amar Rabbi Yehuda al gabi gacheles aser. Yehuda makes a chilek. He says if you're doing it on top of coals, so that would be aser because that is both mechabe and mavir. You're being mechabe the coals as you put something on it, and then it's lighting the spices as you put them on the coals. But I'll cheres mutter. But if you just have a hot shard that was heated, that's burning hot now, and that's what you're going to put the spices on, so then it's mutter. Right? Because what? You're not be mechabe anything. Right? There's no source. It's like a secondary source of the heat. The shard was heated somewhere, so now you're not extinguishing anything. Making something cool down quicker is not the malacha mechabe. So mechabe means the heat source, the original heat source, coals, fire, hindering that. But just making something cool off is not mechabe. They take a pot off of a fire. That's not mechabe. So here, cooling off the cheres by putting some spices on it is not mechabe. So there's no kibuy here. And Rashi adds also havara. This is havara al yedei shinui. This is an unusual way of cooking the spices. So it's havara al yedei shinui. There is no iser daraisa here. So once you're in the world of derabanan, mishum simchas yantiv, ochal nefesh, whatever the reason is, it would be mutter. As we've had in the past, as we had yesterday from the Ran in the Mishnah itself. The Ran said, it fits nicely, because the Ran on the Mishnah said, mechabdin, when one is allowed to sweep in between the beds. Well, if you remember, the Ran said, well, if it's such little space in between the beds, we're not worried about the smoothing of the ground. And what about muksa? What about moving the dirt? So the Ran says, well, it's moving it al yidei davar acher, which at most is a durabanan, mishum simchas yantiv, is going to be mutter. So now the Gemara seems to be saying that also the second line of the Mishnah, if it's agave cheres, it's going to be mutter, it's mavarai de shinui, and therefore it's mutter. For Rabba Amar, no, agave cheres nami asur. And cheres is also asur, mishum to kamolid recha. Because it is being molid recha, it is creating an aroma. Molid Recha Rashi Shenichnas Becheres Shalohaya Bohareach. The shard is getting, smells nicely now. It didn't have a reach before. Va'aser midrabanan. Look at Rashi's lashon here. Va'aser midrabanan shehamolid davar chadash karavu la'osem malacha chadasha. If a molid something new, that is close to creating la'osem malacha chadasha. That's the Gemara's lashon of molid. Rashi explains the Gemara here, but Rashi also uses this in a totally different context. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, on Daf Nun Aleph, the Gemara there discusses the sugya of Mirazkin, the last couple of lines of the fourth parak of Shabbos, of Bemet Tomnim. The Gemara says, quoting the Tosefta, Ein Mirazkin, you're not allowed to crush. Lo asa sheleg, v'lo asa bard b'Shabbos. B'shvil sheyazuvu. We're not allowed to crush snow or ice on Shabbos. Let's say I want to put ice in my drink, so I'm going to take snow. I'm going to take some slush from my freezer. I'm going to take an ice cube. I'm going to crush it, and then I'm going to put it into my drink. Not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Ein merazkin, so that it's sheyazuvu meimav. Aval nosi nulo sochal b'kozal tochakar. I can just put it in plain and not worry about it. So big discussion: what exactly is allowed and what is not allowed? This is the sugya of dealing with ice cubes on Shabbos. So Rashi here says, what's the yisur of crushing ice cubes? Says or crushing snow, Rashi says, Ein maraskin kabo maraskin mishabrin kadeshi azuv meimav. Rashi says, mishum de kamolid b'Shabbos v'dami limalacha shebore hamayim ha'elu. It's like a malacha. If I crush ice or slush into liquid, into water, that's molid. Right? I'm creating a new form. I'm taking solid into liquid, and that is a problem. If you look at the Rashba there, quotes the Sefer HaTruma and says, don't be confused between Rashi and the Sefer HaTruma. Don't think they're saying the same thing. The Sefer HaTruma, one of the Rishonim, their quote in the Rashba says, the issue in that Gemara is nolad. Is nolad. There is a new form. The Rashba says nolad and molid are not the same thing. Nolad, as the word reflects, is something that happens even by itself. Even if a man is not involved, you can have nolad. Right? Beisa shenolda might be a case of nolad, even though I didn't do anything. Molid is only, it's active, it's hifil. It's when the person actively causes a new form. That's two different things. Piers Rashi says the Rashba, Mishum de Kamolid b'Shabbos, v'dami l'malacha, u'mashakazva rav zal Mishum de Kamolid, lav l'meisar Mishum nolad ka'amar. Rashi is not saying nolad. Ela sheha iser hu Mishum srach milacha. The iser is because of a srach milacha. The fishu kabore u'molid hamayim alalu. It's being created. Aval b'sefer atshuma kasav shehu aser mishum nolad. The sefer atshuma there says there's nolad. Lamay nafkamina, the Rashba quotes nafkamina. What if am I allowed to take a congealed substance and put it next to a heat source? Not in a case where it's going to be cooked, right? It's going to evaporate. But what happens if it's going to just liquefy because of the source? Lefichach aser litin kedera opanada shekarash, like a kugel, an oily kugel. Shamnunisa kinegan amadura mishum demei kara av v'kafui. Originally it's thick and congealed. V'yachshav nimchev enaset salo v'havalei nolad. That's nolad. You're not causing it directly with your hands. Ulidvarav afilu b'chama aser davalei nolad. Ve'inu mechuvar, but I don't agree with that. So that's Machlokas Rashi and the Sefer HaTshuma. What is the case there? What is the reason for Ein Merazkin? Is it nolad or is it molad? Where does Rashi get molad from? Our Gemara. Rashi gets the Kazba molded from our Gemara. Just Derech Agav, once we have it open, the Rashba himself gives a third shot to that Gemara. And the Rambam passes like the Rashba. The Rashba passes like the Rambam. And what's the Isser of crushing ice on Shabbos? The Isser is Gzera, that it's similar to Mashkin Shezavu. Right, we know that, back on Daf Beis. It's similar to Dash. It looks like it's similar to squeezing liquid juice out of a fruit. Even though you're really not, you're crushing the ice cubes itself, but that is similar. Gzeira mishum shchita de peiros ha'omdin l'mashken naguba l'fichach. And therefore, let's say according to the Rashba, and also according to Rashi, dropping something into my soda and it melts by itself, that's not a problem. Because that's not molid, I'm not doing anything, it's happening by itself. And also there's no gzeira because the liquid is batel in the liquid that it's in. It never gets its own status. So therefore, says the Rashba, based on his pshat and Rashi pshat, it would be mutter in that case. That's the chiluk in the Gemara. You're not allowed to be maraskin, aval, you are allowed to, as the Gemara says, aval nosin latocha kos o latocha ka'ara, ve'eino choshesh. Okay, that is all Shabbos Nun Aleph, a different context where molid comes up. One other ha'ara on this line, that is an interesting minhag that's quoted in the Taz. The Taz quotes that in the days of old, the Taz in Aruch Chaim, Simen, Tav, Kuf, Yud, Aleph, in Hilchos Yantif, the Taz quotes that in some kehilos on Yantif, they used to put nice smelling oil into the water for the Netilas Yadayim of Nesias Kapayim. They wanted the water to smell good, that the Kohanim used to use for Berchas Kohanim, and they put some oil in it to make it smell good, then their hands smelled good, then they washed their hands, and the Taz says, it's molded, you can't do it. The Taz says, Re'isi b'ksas kihilo she'shofchen shemen shpiganerd l'toch ha'mayim b'yatif, probably some Yiddish word, l'tzorech netilas yidei ha'kohanim v'isurah ka'avdin to molidin reyach b'mayim v'afilu shofchen be'erev yantif. Even if you're going to pour this aromatic substance in on erev yantif, mikal makom molidin reyach b'yantif al yidei ha'kohanim v'zenicha u'machavnin l'kach. That is the Taz. The Taz says you can't do that. Comes the Chacham Tzvi and says, Minag Yisrael Torahu. I beg to differ. I defend the Minag of Klal Yisrael. Hanach Lam Yisrael. Eidem Neviim Heim, B'nei Neviim Heim. Delomi Boi. Not only Berachitzas Yadayim B'mayim HaMeirichim. Ein Bashum Nidnud Isser. Not only that. He says, first of all, there's no molid by Besar Adam. What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara's talking about ice cubes, we said. The Gemara was talking about fruit. Or cheres, that was the case in our case, but by Besar Adam, lo shayach olude recha b'Besar Adam. Now let's do that. He says, after, remember the Mishnah in Shabbos that spoke about the different types of oils you allowed to smear on yourself on Shabbos, the B'nai Malachim. There's no issue of mola there. The Gemara didn't speak about that. Vade lo shayach olude recha b'Besar Adam. And then he adds, and I would go even further. And he says, just like ein tzvia ba'ochlin, right, when you color a food, there's no tzvia when you make tea on Shabbos. Even iced tea. There's no issue of tzvia. Ain't tzvia b'ochlin. That's what we're baskin. There's only tzvia by items, right? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? If I have dirty hands, we spoke about this last week in terms of derech tinuf. If I have dirty hands, wiping my hands on a napkin. If it's a disposable napkin, no problem. What if it's a cloth napkin? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, l'chad chila, wash your hands in the sink. Don't get the napkin all dirty, because that is soveya. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Radvaz, maybe that's not a problem because of derech tinuf. Derech tinuf, wiping, that helps by libun, does it help by tzvia also? That's a machlokas achronim. But that is, by meikar adin, by a food, there is no tzvia. Says the Chacham Tzvi, there's not going to be tzvia, there's not going to be molded by ochlin either. It's food! And you're basically doing it in order to, well, when you make a food, when you put spices on a food, is that molded? It's going to smell good. That's not molded, says the Chacham Tzvi. There's no molded when it comes to food or drink. The case of Marazkin, you're not using, doesn't say you're using that as food. You have your food. You're using another item, which can be food, but you're using it as an item for cooling purposes. You're crushing something up. So just like by real food, if you're not doing it for stomp food purposes, you're doing it for the color, then it would be a problem, right? Like we spoke about the Achronim by the Leila Seder. If I'm coloring my wine dafka because I want a red zecher to the dam, that could be a problem. I'd have to put the red in first and then the white wine, because then I'm not using it for the food. But that's what the Chacham Tzvi here says, arguing on the Taz. I say it's no problem. Ki hechi demutu litin tavlon tocha kadebra l'tocha tamchui ve'eno choshe shemolid reyach ba'ochlen u'mashkin shebesocham shvami nadalo gazru mishemolid reycha ela badavar she'eno ochel ve'lo mashke kemo cheres u'pechamin v'shirai clothing aval ba'ochlen u'mashkin lesva mishum molid reycha. That is the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Tzadi Beis. Tzadi Gimel is the next, once we have it open. Tzadi Gimel is the one about could you use a person that was created through Sefer Yetzirah for a minion. That's probably one of the more well-known Chacham Tzvis. And at the end of the day, he says, no, you can't. Good. We'll talk about that when we get up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Bez Hashem. That's where the Amorim created a man. Vayter, second line. Rabba v'Rav Yosef Dami Travayu, Sichufe Kisa Ashiroi B'Yom Atava Asur. What is Sichufe? To cover up clothing with a certain type of, let's say I have a big bowl that smells good, and I cover up the clothing so that the smell will go into the clothing. So that's aser. My time, im shem dekam molid recha. As we said, molid, you are creating. What are all these cases? You have an item and you are giving it on for a in an intense way. You're giving it a smell. So that's like a gemar malacha of the item. That's why it's aser. So it applies to clothing. It applies to cheres. And that was the Chacham Tzvi's Chiddush, what it does not apply to. Umayishna mimolo meriachbo v'kotwa meriachbo. What's the difference between this case and the case that we had at the end of the first parak, where we have certain types of grains that you can break open and they smell? Right? Sometimes, by pesamim, we go pesamim and we want them, the pesamim don't smell. So what do? We crush the bay leaves. Or you would crush a stick of cinnamon. And then it starts smelling. So why is that mutter? That's mutter. Why is that mutter? So Hassam, the spray in a bathroom is something else. That you're not creating anything. It's in there, you're just letting it out. But here, it's not there. Or not. The Gemara's answer is, it is there. Hassam, Recha, Mia Isa, Va'osufe, Hutakamosa, Recha. It's in there. You're just bringing it out. And therefore, you're being mosif where it is. That's why it's mutter. Hacha olude hu dekamolid recha. But here, it's in the bowl, or the other source. Now, you're putting it into another item. You're putting it into the clothing. That's why it's a problem. Good. So that is Rabba's heter, why even al-gabi cheres is aser. Rava amar, al-gabi gacheles nami mutter, midi dahavi abisra agumri. Even on coals is mutter. Why? Because it's just like when you put a piece of meat on coals. Putting a piece of meat on coals is mutter. That is ochel nefesh. So this is also ochel nefesh, putting it on the coals. Rashi says, ishin peiros zeh v'shavel ochel nefesh. Don't worry about kibuy and havar and olud yirecha. Right? It's all mutter. It's all included in ochel nefesh. That is Rav's heter. It's all mutter, and that is what we see in the pasket. Vaita, we'll get back to that lashon of midi dehavi in a minute. Let's just continue. Darash Rav Gaviha, mi be kasila pischa de be Reish Galusa. He darshan this at the doorway of Reish Galusa. Ketura Shari. Ketura is mutter. What does ketura mean? Unclear. Ketura, Rashi says, he gave that as a drasha, nobody would know what he meant. Amalei Ameimar, my ketura. What does ketura mean? Ketura in Aramaic could have a couple of different meanings. E ketura, biyadei, maisa umanhu. Does it mean ketura biyadei? What does that mean? That means a certain type of beged. Ketura means knotted or doing something with a beged. So Rashi seems to explain something like creating pleats. So is that what he means by ketura? You're allowed to create these types of folds in the clothing. So maisa umanu. That's like professional. So why would that be mutter? The e la'ashen usher. And if it's ketura means from the word smoke, ketur. Kitur, like it says, by stone, kitur akivshan. So that's Rabbi Yasser. Tokamachaba, aren't you extinguishing? So he answered, no. Amalei Rav Ashi, le'olam la'shein, midahavi abisra gumrei. Same thing, it's mutter, like Shmuel just said, like abisra gumrei, ikada amrei, or amalei ameimar, my kitura, ikitura bidei, my sa'umanu, ila ashein azat kamol recha. Same story, but different names. Amalei Rav Ashi, anam rite niale, mishpeh degavar rabam rite niale. I've said this in the past in the name of a great person. La'olam la'ashein, umididahavri abisra agumrei. Period. The Rashba here just leads Betzorach I, and he does not answer the question. The Shiva Gubetzis tries to answer the question, but the Rashba says, what does it mean, Bisra Agumre, Klomar, Dahavi Dover, Hatzorach, Lechol Nefesh? And therefore, it's the regular Heter of Lechol Nefesh. The Rashba just ends off, I'm not sure why we just said, Abisra Agumre. There's 1,000 examples of Lechol Nefesh. Just say, it's Heter Lechol Nefesh, that's Shavu Lechol Nefesh. Why didn't the Gemara just say that? The lashon of Abisra Agumre Havi LeMeimar Hilchas Akishmuel Inami Afilu Agabi Achelas Shari De Davar Shavachol Nefeshu V'Tzarach Yin. So he just leaves that. While we have this backhand, it must be that the Gemara is trying to teach us something by saying Bisra Agumre. The Shid Mekubetzes has one suggestion. What the Gemara is trying to teach us, either way, what the Gemara means is the heter of Ochel Nefesh. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, last section. V'Osin Gedi Mekulas. What happened? Rabbi Gamliel was makel to have gedi makulas on leil psachim. The night of Pesach, he allowed a roasted goat. A gedi makulas with the innards are at, what does makulas mean? Rashi explained back on the Mishnah. You have the innards hanging next to it. Right? Zecher le-mikdash. Hidafka did it. He dafka did a Rashi back on the, yesterday's daf. Vayosin zechel migdash shekasuv bo al kra'av va'al kirbo. What does the word mekulas mean? It means like a helmet. They used to put the innards on top of the animal's head and it looked like a helmet on the animal's head. Right? That's the quotes of Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Kova nachoshes is kulsa de nachasha. Mekulas means like a helmet. That's what they put. So he allowed this roasting on the night of Pesach. He was meiko. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said, todos ish romi. Hinig is b'nei romi. Lechol gadim mekulas b'lele psachim. Todos also, the man of Rome, allowed the people in Rome to eat this gadim mekulas on the night of Pesach. Right? If you remember, the context of Psachim was that in many places they did not allow this. Malkim Shinagu. Malkim Shinagu, big shayla b'zman hazeh. What is allowed at Leil HaSeder? What type of roasted meat? All different types of shitas. Because basically, the closer it is to real Korban Pesach, the more we would not allow it. A lot of people roast today in a pot with a lot of gravy and liquid. So minhag olam many times can be makel in that context. Not everyone, because if it's gonna, if you can't do that for Korban Pesach, you could do that for the Seder. Because there's no zechel, there's no nirek ochel kachim bachutz. If you're eating it in a way that you're not allowed to prepare the Korban Pesach, meaning with a lot of liquid. If it's mamish roasted on a barbecue, that would be a problem. That would be a problem. The shaila is, what if is it only an animal that you can use for the Korban Pesach? What about a different animal? What about chicken? What about others? Or what about chop meat? Right, all different types of permutations of the minhag. But either way, todos allowed it. He allowed roasting the Dima Kulas. Shalchule, they sent to him. Ilmale todus ata. If you wouldn't be todus, if you wouldn't be somebody special like todus, gozrani alecha nidui. Rabbi Yossi says, I would put you in cherem. Right, similar lashon we have where? By choni amagel. Remember in Titus, right? If you wouldn't be choni, you can't talk to God like that. Right, but you're choni, so what can I do? So similar lashon. If you wouldn't be todus, I'd be gozera nidui. Sha'atama achilos b'nei Yisrael kachim bachutz. You're feeding karbanos to Bnei Yisrael outside the Beis HaMikdash. Kachim salkadaydach, really? Mamish kachim? Nobody was makdish this. Ela ema ke'en kachim. It's ke'en kachim. It looks like it. And therefore, we would not allow it. But what can I do? You're todos, and therefore, I can't put you in chayrim. Ask the Rishonim, what, is there favoritism in halacha? Well, just because if he did something that was worthy of excommunication, so why wasn't he excommunicated? Well, just because he was todos? Just because he was choni amagel, it must be the Mefarshim explain that it's not that, oh, they did something exactly wrong and therefore it's worthy of excommunication. No, it's just that they must not have done what we think they did. Or they must have had halakhic basis for what they did that the average commoner wouldn't have had. And in a chinami, we have to be, that we have a chiyuv to be gadolikav's chus to a major religious figure more than others. Obviously, we don't believe in infallibility, right? We believe that the greatest tzaddikim could make mistakes and do make mistakes. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't perfect. He was not one of the four people that ever sinned. We all make mistakes. And the greatest Rabbanan, if there's something wrong. But in terms of a power of action, which we're not sure, where there might be a reason behind it, like this case, so then that's what postures that it means. That he must have had his reasons that he wants to remind people of the Beis HaMikdash instead of the chshash of people having nire kikachim bachutz. Right, this also comes up, if you remember, the Mishnah in Idios, which is quoted, or Adios, which is quoted in the Daf Yutes and Brachas. Remember the Gemara of Akavya ben Mahalalel. Akavya ben Mahalalel, there was a discussion of whether in a woman who's the wife of a gioris herself, whether she all the halachas of Sota apply to her. Those are machlokes tanoim. And Shmaya Naftalion said it does. And Akavya ben Malalel said, Dugma Hishkua, figures that they say that the Gioris is treated like a regular Bados Yisrael, cause Dugma Hishkua, which Pasha means, yeah, they came from Gerim, so of course they said it. They want the Gerim to be like all of Am Yisrael. And the Gemara there says, they put him in Cherim. They put him in Cherim, and even at the end of his life, they didn't take him out of Cherim, and he died in Cherim. He died in Cherim, they put a stone on his kever, and they said he died in Cherim. That's the Mishnah, the first day of the Mishnah. But second day of the Mishnah, quoted there, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, it's also a Mishnah in Edios, Hey Vav, Chas V'Sholom, She'akavya Nisnada, Akavya bin Mahalalel, right, Histaka B'Shlosha Devarim, Meinat HaBolidei Aveira, that Akavya bin Mahalalel, You're saying it was put in Chayrim? She'ein azaranin eles b'fnei kaladam Yisrael. B'chachba b'yiras chayt. Kakav b'malalel. You could have the entire Jewish people lined up against him and he would outweigh them. In chachma and yiras chayt. Fez mi nidu? No, a different person. Eliezer ben Chanoch. Eliezer ben Chanoch, not Rebbe. Just Eliezer ben Chanoch, this person. She'pikpik pataras yadayim, who's mezalzel and mezilas yadayim. Okay, different. So we get the Tosfos Yontif there. Tosfos Yontif, who's one of the star pupils of the Maharal Prague. Right, we're usually brainwashed to think that the Maharal was only a gadol in machshava. The Tosfos Yontif was his Talmud. Tosfos Yontif, right, so the Maharal, the Tosfos Yontif writes here, the whole long discussion about all these cases, about Todos, and about Akavim Al-Alel, and about Choniyam Ma'agel. What does all this mean? Did they do something wrong or not? The answer is, when it comes to the Gdolei Adar, maybe we don't even have such a level today. But when it comes to Gdolei Adar, what this line means is that they have their reasons. They have their reasons. If it's mamish something that they did wrong, obviously. We don't believe in rabbinic infallibility, as we said. But in terms of these types of cases, there are examples. Okay. Interesting discussion. Says the Mishnah. Shlosha dvarim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, mater v'cham osim. There are three halachas, three areas that Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah allowed, and the Chacham Masert, right, similar to the previous case that we were talking about, Rabbi Gamliel Matered, it started off with talking about Yatif, so we've generalized. So three things. Paraso, Yotze, Beretzua, Shebeit Karneha, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah allowed his cow to go out with a certain type of belt on his horns, meaning, we're talking about Shabbos now, not about Yontif anymore, we're talking about Shabbos, and he allowed this, and he did not consider it a masa, something extra, by having this strap on his cow's horns. He allowed it. Number one. Number two. He allowed a certain type of vigorous brushing the hair of an animal. His animal on Yontif. Or an animal. Number two. And he allowed normal crushing of pepper in the mill. We discussed Tochein on Yontif. On Yontif at the end of the previous parak. Tochein, Boer, Dush, that was the end of the first parak. But here, this is talking about Pashtus. Shabbos, right, he allowed the crushing. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argued on number two. Ein, Mekardin, Esabahema, Biyantif. You're not allowed to do that type of kirud, the regular vigorous brushing. Why? Maybe Nisha Osa Chabura. You're going to cause wounds to the animal. If you use this very type of strong brush with thin bristles next to each other, you're going to cause the animal to get a wound. So it's also Ava Makartzefin. You're allowed to use a softer wooden brush which has thick teeth, which is not going to cause, which might not cause a chabura, which probably won't cause a chabura. Rashi, ein osa chabura. Right, it's a probably that it's not going to. Remember, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Pashas holds Dovr Shein Miskavein is Osir. From elsewhere, so this can't be, but Makartzefin is Mutter, so it must be even less than a Dovr Shein Miskavein. Third sheet, no, you can't even do Makartzefin. You can't even do the lighter brush. The 3 days in the Mishnah, what exactly is allowed the type of brushing? It's all Mutter, it's all Aser, or one is Mutter, one is Aser. Says the Gemara, back to the first line. Rav Elazar ben Azariah allowed his cow to go out. Lameimra, Rav Elazar ben Azariah chad the parahavi lay? What, he only had one cow? The Mishnah says, paraso. Paraso is singular. His cow. The Amarav, Yamrila, Amrav Yehuda, Amarav. Tleiser, Alfi, Igliavi, Maaser. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Me Idre. Kol Shasa Vishasa. Rav Elazar ben Azariah had 13,000 calves that he took off as Meiser Behema. So it means times 10. Right? So that's a lot of animals he had. So what do you mean he had one cow? He had thousands of cows. So the Gemara says, you're right, Tana, he had thousands of cows. But what was it, what's the Mishnah referring to? Tana lo shelo haisa, elo shel shchinaso haisa. Really, it was his neighbor's cow. It was his neighbor's cow. He didn't have his cows go out. But his neighbor had this strap go out. Umi tok shelo micha ba nikres al shemo. Because he didn't say a word about it, he allowed it to occur. He didn't give tochacha. So it was called his Avera. It's called his Avera. That's why it was called by him. Remember the Mitzvah Daraisa, one of the hardest Mitzvahs. One of the hardest Mitzvahs I say that we have is Banazeh. The Mitzvah of Hochei Tochei Chesavisecha. Because it's such a fine line. There's a Mitzvah Tochacha, but you have to give it, but you're not allowed to give Tochacha that's not going to be heard. Right? Keshev She Mitzvah Lomar Davar HaNishma, Kach Mitzvah Shelo Lomar Davar She'enu Nishma. the Gemara says in Yevamos. So therefore, it's such a fine line. When do we know that we're going to be heard, when we're going to be not heard? And many times we're not doing as much as we should, sometimes too much. There is the smock. We mentioned this a long time ago. The smock holds that there's a mitzvah to be mekabel tochacha also. Not just a mitzvah to give tochacha. Le'ahov is atochachos. That's the smock's lashon. Mitzvah to love tochacha and to accept tochacha. That might even be a harder mitzvah, not just to give the tochacha. That's the safer mitzvos katan. This is Reb Elazar ben Azariah, and the Gemara has his story. Tosfos, two issues discussed in the Rishonim here. First issue is, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, when did he live? He lived after Churban HaBayis. What kind of Maaser Behemah are we talking about? Maaser Behemah is a karban. He lived after, didn't he live? Didn't he live after Churban HaBayis? Was it Azariah, the Nasi, the whole story with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua? So what kind of Maaser Behemah are we talking about? Tosfos, Tema Vahar Blazeman Azariah, Haya La'achar Churban, HaBayis Tuva. Many years after, and then Tosfos does the calculations, the next 10 lines, figuring out and proving that he lived after the Churban. And then Tosfos, at the end, gives three answers. Three answers. V'yesh lomar, delon esbata, la'altar, kiyam la'achar zman. No, after the Churban, they still did Maaser Behemah for a little while. Right, even after the Churban, they still were mafresh Maaser Behemah. Number one, even though doesn't mean mamish at the Churban. Inami aputrupis shorabazim nazaria shahayibi me'abayis hayim ha'aser. Rabazim nazaria himself, you're right, he was younger, but he had an older guardian that lived during the Beis HaMikdash, and that's who we're talking about. It happened to be a famous person, so that's why it said who it is. But it was really Bizman Abayis. Inami, number three, lav dafka ma'aser. Don't take the Gemara literally. It doesn't mean he was actually ma'aserd. It means this is what he gave a portion to as taxes. He gave this portion as taxes. Doesn't mean ma'aser behema. It means he tithed. He tithed his animals. So that's number three. That is one issue brought up here in the Rishonim. The other issue brought up is who did he give his ma'aser to? The pashtus is, if you look in the Torah does not say that Maaser goes to any specific Jew. Pashtus is that Maaser Behema is a carbon that I bring up and I partake in. It's a shlamim that I have to bring up. Bechor is if you give it to the Kohen. But what about Maaser? The Gemara, Torah doesn't say a word about it. It doesn't say that it's one of the Manas Kahuna. The Gemara does not call it one of the 24 Manas Kahuna. But if you look in the Ritva, Ritva's not here. The Ritva finished. The Ritva was only on the first paragraph of Beitza. We have no more Ritva in Beitza. Maybe there was, but we don't have it. But the Ritva in Shabbos, on the same Gemara that cut, this Gemara is also brought up in Shabbos, Nun, Dalet, Amid, Beis. So the Ritva has one line there, where he's dealing with the same question, right? He lived after the Churban, and he quotes, it was before the Churban, Lav Davka Meiser, V'li Nira, De Meiser Mamish, V'lo Shahaya Kore Aleim Shei Meiser. It doesn't really mean he was Meiser, that he called it Meiser. Ella Shahaya Nosein Haraui L'Meiser. He used to take a tenth of his animals, just as his Echer, and give it to the Kohanim. L'Kohanim Shelo Yireh K'Mishayir Eitzel Matnas Kahuna. So it doesn't appear like he's not doing Matnas Kahuna, even though it's not Shayach to give Meiser. See, he didn't give it as a carbon. He gave it as a present to the Kohanim, kind of like a Zecher. One second. You didn't even give it to the Kohen of Bizman HaMikdash. The answer is the Ritva seems to be paskening that Bizmeiser Behema goes to the Kohen. That's the Ritva sheet. That's the footnote here. Das Rabbeinu, Shemeiser Behema need to the Kohenim. Vizekalo Kalo Das Rov Rishonim. Shenoktu B'Pashtus, Shemeiser Behema Einemanas Kahuna. V'Nechol Abaylim, Yerushalayim. That's the Pashtus. The Nitziv, in the end of B'Chukosai, the Nitziv and then Bechukosai, he quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which also seems to say that he used to give it to the Kohanim, Lechatchila. But again, Rov Rishonim say that Maaser Behemah does not go to the Kohanim. Right? It's a carbon that I bring to Yerushalayim and I partake in myself. That is that. One other point, the Chashuk Echemet dose of the day. The Chashuk Echemet discussing here what's considered extra, what's not considered extra. So here's the discussion. Sheila, Biyameinu. There are some people today, Yeshnam Shotim, that's what he calls them. Haloshim agilim. There are men that wear earrings. Va'over namashakasa batar lo yilbash gevesin lasisha. Right, they violate the iser. Right, not talking about rings. Rings is a separate discussion. But earrings, he says, violate iser daraisa lo yilbash gevesin lasisha. Safek, ishlis topic. If a man who's wearing an earring goes out with the earring on Shabbos in a place without an Erev, is he also violating the iser of hotzah on Shabbos? Because it's usher to wear, how can you call that a malbush? How can you say that's not, that's batel? So he says, Yeshless topic, Gever Yosef Rishusla Rishusla Rishabis, Shulavish Ba'agilib, Hayim Over Gamal Isser Hotsa, Binosav Le'Isser Shalil Yobash. Lamai Nafkamina for me. He's, no, doing it anyway. So he says, Nafkamina, if I have to send a Shliach for something, a Dvar Rufua, right, Pikuach Nefesh, is it better to send somebody without an hearing or with an hearing? Right? Because if he's going without the hearing, okay, that's the shayla. So he says, well, it's based on the Minchas Chinuch. We mentioned this Minchas Chinuch before. The Minchas Chinuch has an amazing chiddush, Hilchos Yom Kippur. Hilchos Yom Kippur. What if somebody wears leather shoes on Yom Kippur? Says the Minchas Chinuch, not only does he violate Yom Kippur, but because he's not allowed to wear leather shoes, he's also violating Hotzah. Assuming that there's an Isra Otsah on Yom Kippur, that's the Minchas Chinuch in Shim Yud Gimel. Im Yetzei Bi Bershiz Aravim Chayef Chatos, the Lav Malbushu Ala Masui, because it is also so to hear, he would say. It would not only violate the Isra of L'Yilvash Gever, it would also be a violation of Shabbos, because if Halacha says it's Aser, how could you say that it will be Mutter? Okay, weiter. Umakar, that's the Be'eva B'Yantif. The Mishnah quotes, the Rabbos Bar Azaya allowed Kirud on Yantif. Tan Rabbanon, Ezeo Kirud ve'Ezeo Kirtsuf. What are the different actions in the Mishnah? Kirud is the most chamur, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed that, Rabbi Yehuda only allowed Kirtsuf. Kirud ketana vos and chabura. Kirud has very fine teeth, and it wounds the animal. Kirtsuf gedolam, enos and chabura. Kirtsuf have larger teeth, and do not make chaburas. The Gimel Machlokas v'davar, and there's really three opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda savar, davar she'inim eskamin asur, as we know, Shas topic, Rabbi Yehuda says, based on the principle of Melechas Machsheves, that on Shabbos there's a higher standard of Melacha, I would allow a Davar Sheinu Miskav, even Davar Sheinu Miskav is Aser, probably Drabanan, but it's also Aser. It's Aser Drabanan because of Melechas Machsheves. Right, usually you should say Savi Daraisa Lachumra, according to Rav Rishonim Zinasa Daraisa. But here's Drabanan. Miyu, but Kirud Kitan and Bosan Chabura Kirtsov Gedol Meinosan Chabura V'Logazina Kirtsov Ato Kirud. Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to do Kirtsov because that's basically not going to make a Chabura. It would be very unusual. That would be even less than Davar Sheinu Miskavi. And what about Bosan Azariah? Why would he matter it? Maybe you don't like Reb Shimon. Davar Sheinu Miskavi is mutter. Maybe he would say it's not a Vadai. So that's why he would allow even Kirud. V'Rabbanan Savri, that's based on Melechas Machsheves. V'Rabbanan Savri Nami. What about the third opinion? Also, Sabri to Kribi, who the Davar Sheinu Miskavi Aser, but because we don't care, so Vatu Kirud. But they say you can't even do the lighter combing because you might come to the more serious combing. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Savar like Reb Shimon, as we just said, Davar Sheinu Miskavi Mutter. Ubein Kirud, Ubein Kirtsov Shari. So the three different days. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, V'Yamri La Amar Rav Nachman L'Chudei, Halacha Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon, as we know, Shaharei. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Modelo. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Modeh. So that's what we pass like Reb Shimon. Reb Elazar ben Azariah holds like him. Armalei Rav Elazar ben Nachman v'in the lema mar halacha k'Reb Yehuda. Maybe we should pass like Reb Yehuda. Shari chachamim odim lo. The last sheet of the Mishnah. Armalei. Anok Reb Shimon sfirlei. First of all, I hold like Reb Shimon separately. V'od shari Reb Elazar ben Azariah odim lo. I'm just adding that. I'm not saying that's my reason. I hold like Reb Shimon. I'm just bolstering it by the fact that Reb Elazar ben Azariah holds like him. But there is a daya in the Sheiltos, Tosfos and Shabbos Kufyud, quotes this daya that we passed like Reb Shimon in Hilchas Shabbos. We know there's Davar Sheinu Miskavi even outside of Hilchas Shabbos, by Nazir combing his hair. There's also a concept of Davar Sheinu Miskavi in other places as well, in Halacha. So the Sheiltos, it's quoted in Tosfos and Shabbos, Dahab, V'yalva got the Kaimelon Kereb Shimon Deshari, Hainu Dafka B'Shabbos, Mishum Debiyam, Malachas Nach Shabbos, Aval B'chol HaTorah Kula, Svirlan Kereb Yehuda. That's a huge Chiddush. Tosfos there says, V'einir Alari, the B'chol HaTorah Kula, Kaimelon Kereb Shimon Deshari. The Sheiltos, the Rebbe Chaygon, says, this Gemara, Kereb Shimon, is only in Hilchos Shabbos. But other Rishon, that's awesome. Malachas Nach Shabbos not only creates new halachos, it creates kulas and psak. That's the chiddush of that Sheiltos. But the Tosfos there in Rov Rishonim say, no, we pass like Reb Shimon even outside of Hilchos Shabbos, even in Kol HaTorah Kula. Weiter. Says the Mishnah, Harechayim Shel Pilpulin, a crusher, like we just said, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was also makel to crush with a normal crusher. Rechaim shel pilpulin, he allowed them to use that on That also might be right. Rashi says Kein Osim Shalanu. Right, he allowed that to take place as well. So Tamei Mishim Shlosha Kelim. Once we're talking about a Rechayim, let me explain that there are really three parts to the mill. Each one of them is Makabel Tuma by itself because it's a separate kli. Mishim Klei Kibul. The clay kibble, the wooden clay kibble, that's where the peppers go into. Umishim clay mateches, also part of it is metal, and it's a tummy for that. Umishim clay kvara, and the sieve that it goes into after it's crushed. Tana, tachton, umishim clay kibble, the bottom part of it, what holds the upper is a receptacle, and that's why it's tummy for that reason. And so is the middle part of the clay, umishim clay kvara, it's like a sieve which the crushed items go into. Elyona, umishim clay mateches, and elyona is a metal kli. Each one of them is tameh by itself. Mishnah. Agala shel katan, tameh medris. A wagon that both a child uses to play with and sometimes the child itself himself goes into to sit in. That's why, for that second reason, tameh medris. Tameh medris. As we know, the certain types of people, azav, azava, yodnida, right, they are not only create tuma through touching or carrying, right, maga or masa, but also, they're not matami ba'ohel, right, only mace and mitzora are matami ba'ohel, but they have tumas medris, meaning if they sit on something, if a zav or a zava sit on a couch, sit on a chair, sit on something that is normally sat on, that's the chiddush ha-Torah, in Sefer Vayikra, that it's tumay medris. Medris, the chiddush is that it doesn't go down one. Almost all tumas go down one. An av creates a rishon, a rishon creates a sheni, vechulu. Medris, a zava is an av, she sits on a couch, she creates an av. Mishkav azav, medris azav, merkav azav. See, here too, the child's wagon is normally sat on. The halacha only applies to items that are normally sat on. If a zav sits on a on top of a car, right, pashas, the car is not going to become tummy. If he sits in the chair of a car, then the car, because that's normally sat on. But if he sits on top of a car, pashas, the car is a rishon. But either way, here, the wagon of a car that is usually sat on, it's considered a kli yeshivas. So that's why tamei medris vini talis b'shabbos. And it's a kli. It can be, it's a toy. So it can be moved on Shabbos. The Eina Nigreris El Agabi Kalim. The Tanakhama says though that you cannot push this except on a hard surface, on Begadim and Kalim. Why? Because it's going to make furrows. Or burrows. It burrows in, making furrows, in the ground. So it's going to be the Malach of Choresh. You're making holes in the ground. So you can't do that on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Kala Kalim in Nigralim Chutzman Agala Bibreshu Kaveshas. All Kalim. Right, they're all usur except for this one. Because here, it doesn't create holes or ridges, it just pushes the earth down. It doesn't go in between. It pushes, it's not, that's not considered harisha. It's called koveshes, and that's where it's mutter. Right, similar to what we would say today to a wheelchair. A wheelchair or a wagon, if you're allowed to go on earth. Because that's called koveshes, that's not called Chorish. So it says the Gemara, explaining, Agala shall cut the Tamei Medris to Hasamach Ilave. It's considered Tamei Medris because he leans on it and even sits on it sometimes. Vini Talis Bishabas Vishodika Torres Kli Ole. It's a wagon. So it has a Torres Kli. Vein and Igreis El Agabi Kalim. It can only be rolled or dragged on when there is Begadim under it. Agabi Kalim in Agabi Karka Lo. Why? My time at the Gavin Charitz. It makes the Varos. Mani Rabbi Yehudi, Dabashin Miskavin also. This must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, because of Darvish and Miskavin. The Reb Shimon, what's the example given in Shas? This case. Ha'amar Darvish and Miskavin mutter. Did Tanya the Brisa says? Reb Shimon Omer, Gora Adam Mita Kisi Visaf. So a person could drag a bench, a bed, or a chair, as long as it's not a very heavy bench and very soft earth, but as long as there's a chance that it might not make the holes, you're allowed to. Ubilvachli is Kavin Lasa Squis, as long as you're not trying to. So that is the shita of the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Nitalis b'Shabbos is Reb Shimon. Ema Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Konigar b'Shabbos Chusman Agalam Neishu Koveshes. So what does the Rabbi Yehuda say? Because it pushes the earth down. Bebreisha Koveshes in Avol Chritzlo. So what? He's giving a specific reason why it's mutter. What do you mean? Even if it's not a reason of Koveshes, just say Davshem is Kavein. Avol Chritzlo Avda. But it doesn't make a charit, so why would he say it's asur? So trei tanoi, I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's a machlokas within what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was. Last Rashi, chad savar ha'agola nami kishar kelim to'ose charitz begerei rasa. Right, one opinion holds that an agola is just like other kelim, that it makes the ridges. She'pa'amim she'ein ofan misgalgel. Sometimes it doesn't turn, gets stuck. Right? What if it's the brake is on? Vehu nigrar v'chofer. V'idach sarva lo shchiach ha'achi v'in ela koveshes tachas gilgula. And others say, no, it's not even in the world of Darishin and Miskavin. It's less than that, and that's why it's going to be mutter. Just to end off, remember, whenever we have a machlokes tanoim about what a Tana said, either we have to say that the Tana gave different shirim at different times, but if it's really a machlokes about what a Tana said at a specific shir, then that's one of the only exceptions to the rule to elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Because if it's a machlokes about what somebody said, then it's not elu ve'elu. Rashi says that in Ksubas Nun Zayin. Rashi says, elu ve'elu, you have a machlokes, if you have a machlokes between two people, then you say, yes, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. If you have a machlokes about anything in halacha. But if it's a machlokes about what somebody said, you can't say elu ve'elu unless you say that they said they were chozer bo. Then you can still say elu ve'elu. If Rabbi Yehuda thought something earlier in his life and then changed his mind to something later in his life, then you can still say elu ve'elu there. At the beginning of his life, he thought something. But if it's a machlokes about a specific, here you don't know. But a machlokes about a specific case, so says the Rashi in Ksubas Nun Zayin, obviously somebody didn't get the right Mesorah. It's only, ki pligi tre moroi, bedin o beisr beheter, kolchad omar hachi mistavritame, ein kan sheker, kolchad vachad svaradi de kaamar, mar yo of time later, mar yo of time lisura, mar medami milsal milsal, mar hachi, mar medami milsal medin yanachrina, vigilamemer, elu beilu deril kim chayim, de zimnin de shaykh hai taima, zimnin de shaykh hai taima, shahatam is hapech lafi shinui hadvarim, bishinui maat. That's a Shas Rashi. Ksubis Nun Zayinam and Aleph. But if it's a Machlokas, what an earlier Tana said, that would be the only limit to Elu Ve'elu. Okay, Adralach V'yantiv, I'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue with Ein Sadin in the coming days.